Book of Luke, please. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Chapter 6. Just a quick reminder for all the adults. If you hear any younger people talking or on their phones or using headphones, doesn't have to be teenagers, maybe someone younger. Please go up to them and tell them to put it away. Don't be afraid to tell them, please. It's just out of respect for prayer time, being in church. So if there's anyone ever talking or doing anything when we're praying, please go. I would do it, but I have to stay up here. I don't mind going up and telling them. I don't mind at all, trust me. But just because I'm leading, I want to stay up here. So please help me with that if you ever see that going on, please. Luke chapter 6, we'll be reading from verse 47 to verse 49. Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49. The title of my sermon tonight is Building a Strong Foundation. Building a Strong Foundation. Luke chapter 6, I'll be reading verses 47 to 49. The Bible says this. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like." Verse 48. "He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." Verse 49. "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." Like I said, the title of my sermon tonight is Building a Strong Foundation. Building a Strong Foundation. It's important that we all have a strong foundation in our lives. So that when the tough times come, we can stay faithful to the Lord. Because of the fact that some or a lot of you were saved, maybe older, at an older age, you probably weren't taught that it's important to have a strong foundation in your life. And because of that fact, you bring a lot of old habits, okay, old sins into your Christian life, and then that messes up your spiritual life, okay? But it's never too late to start working on your foundation, amen? Here in Luke chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us instruction on how to build, rebuild, or reinforce our foundation through Him. Let's look here first at point one. I have here, come to Jesus. All right, come to Jesus. The Bible says there in verse 47, that's Jesus speaking. He says, "Whosoever cometh to me." That's the first thing we ought to do when it comes to building or rebuilding or fixing our foundation. We ought to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he says. "Whosoever cometh to me." Let's go to John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. I'm going to use a verse there. John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible says this, "Then Jesus said unto him," this is Jesus speaking again, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You need to understand that Jesus is the only way, okay? He is the truth and the life. Jesus is the only one that can give you comfort when you go through trials. He's the one that gives you comfort when you go through failures as well. Not only is he the only way, but also the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. The Lord Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God in the form of flesh. Jesus is the Lord of lords. Not only is he the truth, but he is the life. That's what we just read in that verse. Jesus said that no man comes to the Father, okay? No man comes to the Father, but only through him. If you trusted Christ as your Savior tonight, you need to understand that the only reason you're going to heaven is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was sent by God to this world to die on the cross for our sins. And if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe tonight is the night. Like I said, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He paid the price for us. You need to understand that Jesus is like a bridge to God. Okay? The Bible says in Romans 3:23, I believe it is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of our sin, we come short of God. Okay? But Jesus is that bridge to God. Jesus says it himself. He says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you can't get to God. Remember, Jesus is like that bridge, and he's the one that gives you eternal life. Now you say, Brother Carlos, what does that have to do with coming to him? You need to understand that Jesus is the only way, okay? That he is the truth, and that Jesus is the life, okay? And because of those truths, okay, we ought to make a commitment. You need to make a commitment to come to him first, okay? Make it a goal to come to him first, okay? He said, whosoever cometh unto me, okay? We need to go to him. When we're building our foundation, okay? We're laying our foundation, all right? We ought to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Let me give you some examples, okay? The Word of God, okay? We have the Bible here, all right? You take it home with you, all right? When you get home, and I have to say this because it's the truth. I used to do this when I was 7 years old. You bring your Bible to church. Sometimes some people don't bring their Bibles. But you bring your Bible to church, right? It's in the car with you. You go back home and you have a choice. You either leave the Bible in your car or take it down with you. For those of you, you already know for those of you that leave your Bible in the car, you already know what's coming next. What's coming next is you don't read your Bible until you come to church again. Okay? There's a lot of people that do that. And I say that because I used to do that when I was 7 years old. Okay? But sadly, we still have Christians. They're not 7 years old. They're 18, 19, 20, 21, 30. And they still leave their Bibles, okay, in their car when they get home from church. Now, I don't know about you, okay? But it's hard to go and read your Bible when you're at home when your Bible is inside your car and you leave it in there, okay? Remember, Jesus said, come to me. An example, that's an example right there. We go to Jesus, all right? When we want to build our foundation, we go to the Word of God. Amen? Amen? That's how we learn and we grow. We build our foundation. Another example is the house of God here at church. Some of you guys are here tonight. Not some of you guys. You're here tonight. Amen. And this is another example of us coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming to the house of God. That's why Jesus said, come unto me. Okay? Go to him. All right? That's the first step for building your foundation on the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to go to him. All right? And like I said before, if you don't make it a goal, I know it's tough, folks. I also got to work today. I worked about 9 hours today. I got home. I showered. I wanted to make sure I was halfway done with my sermon. I prepared my sermon. Okay? I took a 10-minute nap. All right? I got up. I got ready. And now I'm here at church. I'm tired. I know you're tired as well. But you need to make it a goal. Okay? You need to commit. All right? And say, I need to go to church. I need to go to church. Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me, okay? You need to go to Jesus, okay? You want to build a strong foundation? You want to have a good life? You want to be a man of character? You need to go to Jesus first. That's the first step. That's what he said. Whosoever cometh to me. Another one can be church activities. I know we don't have much church activities here at Vision Baptist Church yet, but Lord willing, we will have more. Anytime you have an opportunity to be in church activities, right, or just be around other brethren here at the church, it's important that you do that. Okay, it's actually biblical as well. You want to hang out around other believers as well. It strengthens you, okay? It grows your faith. It's encouraging as well. Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me. We need to make a goal, a commitment in our lives, and say, you know what? I need to start going to Jesus. Okay, I need to start reading my Bible. All right, I need to start praying more. All right, or I need to start asking other brethren around the church, I'm struggling with this, and I need your prayers, and I need you to help me with this. Amen? We are the ones that are supposed to go. All right, Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me. All right, and we need to make that decision, am I going to go to the Lord Jesus Christ? Every morning, and I'm not trying to boast in any way, but I cannot start off my day, okay, right, if I don't journal and read my Bible and pray. Those are three things I need to do every day, okay, before I start off my day. I can't work right, I don't think right, if I don't journal, read my Bible, and pray. The Lord Jesus Christ is my foundation, okay, especially to start off my day. I need to do that. Like I said, I can't work right or think right if I don't do that, okay? I'm responsible for coming to Jesus every morning, all right? And you, okay, adult, teenager, kid, whatever age you're in, it's your responsibility to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first thing we ought to do, come to Him. Point number two, let's go here quickly. I'm running out of time. Hear what Jesus has to say. Hear what Jesus has to say. We see there in verse 47, Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me, okay, and then let's keep reading, and then he says, and heareth my sayings, okay? The first one is come to the Lord Jesus, okay, and then the second one is, he's saying, whosoever heareth my sayings, heareth, listen, and that's point number two. Hear what Jesus has to say to you. Hear what Jesus has to say to you. Let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The Bible says this. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's a powerful verse right there. Verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You will have more faith in him when you start listening. Okay? Not just start listening, but listening specifically to the word of God. Some of you, all right, and I've seen it while I'm up here or in the teen class, but some of you need to learn how to listen a bit more. You know, that's actually a skill too, learning how to listen. Okay? It's important you learn how to listen. Learn to listen attentively, okay, to what God has to say to you, all right? I'm not preaching up here just because I wanted to preach today or something like that. No, God has placed everyone in positions at the church. Everyone has to play their part. My part happens to be that I'm preaching the word of God, okay? God uses me, and it's not that I'm special or I'm better or I'm different from you. That's just my specific calling. God speaks through me, okay? And it's not that I'm smart, that I know more Bible than you. That's just the way God put it, all right? God speaks through me to you, okay? I remember one time I got invited to preach at a church. Some lady walked out during the middle of the service. And I think I've said this before here before. I don't remember. But she walked out of the service. And after the service, I went up to her, you know, just to say goodbye, shake her hand, and she was mad at me, okay? She was mad at me, and she said that she told me, did pastor, did someone tell you something about my life or something like that? Because I was preaching hard that Sunday, and she was really mad. And she said, who told you about me or something like that? I didn't even know who the lady was or nothing. See, that was just God speaking through me to her, okay? She's foolish. She was getting mad, all right? Folks, don't think that when I say something, I'm attacking you. I'm trying to make you feel bad. And I've said this before. When I preach against sin, all right, and for some reason I preach against your specific sin, don't get mad at me, all right? In no way am I trying to offend you. And if I do offend you, I'm going to be honest, I don't really care. I'm just going to be honest. I don't really care, okay? But if I offend you or anything like that, I'm not doing that on purpose, okay? And I don't preach people against sin to beat people down, okay? I don't believe that, okay? I preach against sin. God's using me to warn you, okay? Jesus is either warning you, God's warning you, okay? Or you're either that type of Christian, you're in the sin, God's trying to warn you, Or you're that carnal Christian where you just don't care and you're living a life full of sin. Okay? That's just how the Lord works. Okay? Listen. Listen attentively. Okay? Don't be in church just thinking about what you're going to do after church. Maybe you're in here. Some of you, you're in here physically, but in your mind, you're somewhere else. That happens a lot. That's happened to me before, too. I'm going to be honest. But we ought to work, okay, to hear what Jesus has to say to us. We ought to work at it. It takes work, all right? I've had people come up to me and they'll tell me, oh, Brother Carlos, I just can't listen to this pastor or when he preaches or this and that. Well, work at it, okay? And look, I'm not talking about a specific person here right now. I've had multiple people tell me that, okay? From other churches and this church. So don't think I'm talking about just you, okay? All right? But you ought to work at it. Learn how to listen. When it comes to building our foundation, we ought to listen to what He has for us, whether that be when we're reading the Word of God, during the services, we ought to listen to Him. But not, see folks, that's why He put this verse in James 1:22. He says, but be doers of the Word, okay? And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be ye doers of the Word. Amen. Be doers of the Word, okay? You have to work at that part, all right? Let's say you have to practice righteousness. God doesn't just want us to be listening all the time, okay? He wants to see action as well. God wants to see action as well. We have to practice His sayings, all right? If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you say, Brother Carlos, I've trusted Christ as my Savior. The day I die, I believe I'm going to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, God wants us to do what He has put for us in His Word. Okay? He wants to see action.
And we, folks, this doesn't just happen, boom, oh, I'm going to start living a righteous life, perfect life. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to put in the work. You have to practice righteousness. All right? Like I said before, you need to have goals in your spiritual life. Okay? That's just how it is. You need to have goals in your spiritual life. Because just because you're saved doesn't mean, oh, I'm never going to sin again. Or I'm never going to be tempted ever again. No, that will come. Okay? You have the flesh with you. Temptations will come. All right? We ought to be doers of the word. Practice righteousness. We're not perfect people. That's why he encourages us, okay, to be doers of the word. If we were all perfect, all we would have to do is just listen to what Jesus has for us, what he wants to say to us. But no, that's not how it works. We also have to do. We have to work at it. This is what I have learned through my Christian life. I need to set goals for my spiritual life, okay? So that I can grow and God can bless me more and trust me with more. I'm not perfect, but that's why I practice his sayings. I practice righteousness, okay? So I could constantly be growing in him, all right? And a lot of Christians, okay, they don't grow because they don't have personal goals or they never plan to grow in their spiritual life. One of my goals is to read 2 chapters of the Bible every day. I journal in the morning, read a chapter in the morning, I pray, and then I have another evening routine. I read another chapter, I journal, okay? And then I'll try and meditate in the Word of God, okay? Those are my spiritual goals, okay? I have my own struggles, all right? I have my own sin that I have to deal with, okay? But in order for me to win those battles, okay, and everyone here, you all have your battles, okay, your difficulties. That's why you need to have goals in your spiritual life. If you don't have that, you're not going to make it, folks. That's just how it is. Look, let's say you say, oh, I want, a lot of you started this year, including myself. Oh, Brother Carlos, I want to lose weight this year. That's one of my goals. I want to lose 40 pounds, 50 pounds. Okay? See, that was one of my goals. Look, not to brag or anything, I've lost weight in the past twice. In high school, I lost 50 pounds. Okay? During COVID, I lost 50 pounds. I had gained them from the first time. And then I lost 50 pounds again in COVID. And then I gained them again, and now I'm where I'm at right now. Okay? I remember back, the reason why I've taken so long to start losing weight is because I never planned it out. I never had goals for it. I just told myself, I want to lose weight. I want to do this. I finally wrote it down. I lost 10 pounds, and I want to lose more now, okay? And I'm excited for that. But if you don't have plans, you don't have goals for your spiritual life, you're just going to stay in the same place. In the same place. You're going to keep on going around the same mountain like the Israelites did. You never learned from your sin, from your past mistakes. You're still doing the same thing, the same thing. The same sin, same pornography, same getting drunk, all right? Same watching, wasting too much time on the TV, all right? You're still listening to the wicked rap music that the world offers, all right? And that happens because you don't have spiritual goals in your life. You don't work at it. You have to work at it. That's why he says be doers of the word, amen? You don't just magically, oh, I got saved and now I'm never going to sin or struggle. No, that's not how it works, friend. That's not how it works. You need to work at it. Work at it. But let's finish with this. I'm running out of time here. Let's go back to John. I'm sorry, Luke. I keep thinking John. Luke chapter 6. And I'll finish with this. Luke chapter 6. I'll finish with verses 48 and 49. He says, he is like a man. Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me, remember, we ought to go to the Lord Jesus. He says, whoever heareth these sayings of mine, and whosoever doeth them, and then he gives us an example of what that person is going to be like. He says, he is like a man which built an house and dig deep. All right? Notice how he says dig deep, okay? He's saying that the person that does this, okay, that comes to me, heareth me, all right, and doeth the things that I say, he is like a man, okay, which built an house and dig deep. Notice how he says dig deep, alright? You gotta work at it. Alright? You gotta dig deep. Dig deeper. Okay? There's this exercise I do at my house. It's a DVD, and one of the guys saying, he's always saying, dig deeper, dig deeper. You know, meaning work harder, work harder. Keep exercising. It's a 30-minute exercise, and I'm already tired after the fifth minute, but he says, dig deeper, right? The same thing Jesus, that's why he has that there. He says, and dig deep. The man that was building the house, the foundation, dig deep. Amen? Work at it. Work at your spiritual life. Amen? Get up in the morning. Okay, if you get up at 7 to get ready for work, maybe get up at 6:40 so you can pray and read the Bible a little bit. Amen. That's setting a goal right there. Dig deep, all right? Let's keep on going. Verse 48. And laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 49. But he that heareth and doeth not, all right? He says, he that heareth and doeth not. Okay, maybe you come to the Lord Jesus, and maybe you hear him, but you don't do. See, the three steps won't work if you don't do the last one as well. You need to do it, okay? You need to live through the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to do what he's commanded you in the Word of God. Okay, let's keep on going. He says, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Listen to me, folks. There's this song for the kids. It's called, I don't remember the name, but yes, The Wise Man. The wise man built his house upon a rock. The wise man built his house upon a rock. Right? The wise man is the man that does these three things. Okay? That house represents your life. Where are you building your life? Is it upon the rock? Or is it the foolish man built his house upon the sand? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. If you read it in Matthew, okay, here it doesn't say it in Luke, but he talks about that the flame, the rains, the storm, the rains came down as the floods came up, and the house on the sand went black. That's what the Bible says. That's what the song says. If you don't build your life, okay, on the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't work in your life, okay, you don't put in the work you need, okay, you don't read your Bible, you don't pray, when the tough times come, your house is going to fall. And you're going to fall miserably. Look, so your marriage, all right, your family, your relationships, all right, maybe it's going good in the beginning, okay, but when a problem comes, or you just weren't simply because you ready because you didn't have the right character, okay, you weren't building your house upon the rock, your house is going to go splat. So where are you building your house? Where are you building your life? Are you doing the three things that Jesus told us to do? To come to Him, to listen to Him, and to do? Or are you just a foolish man? You just come here to church. You just want to hang out with your friends. You want to do whatever you want. Listen, maybe right now you're not experiencing any storms, any problems in your life. But when they come, all right, and if your house isn't built on the rock, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to fall. It's going to fall. And let me tell you something. I've made mistakes in the past where my house wasn't built on the rock, on the solid rock. I built my house on the sand, and boom, it fell. And maybe some of you have experienced that in relationships, in your marriage, in your family. That's what happens, folks. That's why you need to make a decision, and you need to say, you know what? I need to start putting in work. I need to start taking the house of God serious. I need to start listening to the preacher when he preaches or when I read or hear the word of God. And not only that, but I also need to start doing. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes for a quick word of prayer. And then we'll have Mr.